This is St. Louis Public Radio. St. Louis-Lambert International Airport is owned by the city, but just before leaving office, former Mayor Francis Slay submitted an application with the Federal Aviation Administration to possibly join its privatization pilot program. Allowing private investors to run the airport is something that current Mayor Lyda Crewson says is worth looking at, but not much else is being said publicly. St. Louis Public Radio's Maria Altman reports on some of the possible ups and downs of the idea.
If you've been to Lambert recently, you know it's not exactly crowded, but the airport has been getting busier. Last year, it saw nearly 14 million passengers. That's up 10% from the previous year. Airport Director Rhonda Hamnabrugi happily talks about the trend after a recent Airport Commission meeting.
We're seeing our numbers grow. We're seeing our revenues grow. We're seeing our debt go down. We've seen the customer experience improve. And those are all the things that people have told us they want.
In fact, a lot of that meeting was devoted to how things are taking off at the airport. Recent refinancing is cutting the airport's debt by millions of dollars, and connecting flights are up 28%, likely meaning a million more passengers will come through Lambert this year.
We're pretty pleased with the direction. We're happy to see what's happening at the airport.
It's all good news, and yet there's an effort to privatize Lambert.
Hi, I'm Travis H. Brown, president of Grow Missouri Incorporated.
Grow Missouri Inc., a nonprofit supported by billionaire financier Rex Sinkfield, is paying for the application to the Federal Aviation Administration and funding a marketing effort called Fly 314. President Travis Brown says it's about considering ways to make a good airport better.
What are the kinds of strategies that might work better for our metropolitan region to increase airport revenue from the existing operations?
Strategies like getting more stores and restaurants and tapping investment for capital improvements. So how has privatization worked at other airports in the U.S.? Since the FAA privatization pilot program began in 1997, only two airports have gone through with it. One was a small regional airport north of New York City, but that went public again. The only airport left is in San Juan, Puerto Rico. To find out why so few U.S. airports have privatized, I reached out to airport consultant David Plavin, who's also a board member at the Eno Center for Transportation. He says cities are generally reluctant to give up control over their airports.
They are the symbol of the community. They're the first thing visitors see when they arrive in the community. They're the last thing they see when they leave. And so the idea that you can say this is a service rendered to you by the local government apparently carries a lot of weight.
Plavin says the few municipalities that have considered the FAA's privatization program usually have one of two reasons.
Maybe they don't want to be in the business anymore. Or maybe they feel that they can actually get the private entity to, quote unquote, buy it from them. And then, in effect, they can take that money and use it for some other municipal purpose.
In fact, Grow Missouri has highlighted that leasing Lambert would allow airport revenues to be used for other projects in the city. But Plavin offers some words of caution. He says the question the city needs to ask is just how much leeway will private investors get in how they run the airport.
I mean, they could conceivably take it and run it into the ground in order to milk it for revenues, unless the local municipality retains some kind of oversight.
The FAA application process is expected to take up to 18 months. And even if investors are found, the Board of Aldermen or possibly even voters would have to approve the plan, along with the airlines that fly in and out of Lambert. In other words, any deal is a long way from landing. I'm Maria Altman, St. Louis Public Radio.